This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, transmitting from 1,000 feet above Dry Prong, Louisiana, to all of Senla.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministry, Living Word Ministries of Nagatu. Stay tuned and focused. And let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Ephesians 6, and then we're also going to look at two verses of scripture because I was torn between two messages, so you get to get both of them in one message on this morning. Amen. And I promise you I'm going to try to make it simple as possible. Amen. We're going to look at Ephesians, the 6th chapter. We're going to look at verse 15. And it says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Let's go on over to Acts, the 21st chapter. We're going to read four verses of scripture, 10 through 14. Acts number, verse 21, verse number 10. "And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he had come unto us, he took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him unto the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, What mean ye to weep and to break mine heart? For I am ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, The will of the Lord be done. Amen. May God add a blessing to those hearers and those that do his word. Amen. Amen. All right. I want to, just for a little while, talk to you about this. We've been talking about peace. Amen. Amen. How many now realize the importance of peace? And how important peace is in your life. Amen. If we don't realize that it's important for us to have peace and to first off make peace with God and get the peace of God, then we definitely are not living in a realistic world. Amen. Because if it had not been for the peace of God, I don't know where we would be at this point. Amen. Because there have been many dangers, toils, snares, things that have gone on in our lives, but we realize that if the peace of God, if we can keep our mind stayed on him, that he will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. 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 And so with that thought in mind and the series that we've been talking about, peace, I want to use for a topic on this morning, a thought, peace that makes me unmovable. Amen. We understand that we had peace that helps us to overcome, but now I have peace that makes me unmovable. Amen. The book of Ephesians was written by Paul, and the book of Ephesians is a book that is not for a novice. It's not a book that is for somebody who will mishandle the word of God. The book of Ephesians is a strong meat book. Amen. It is a book that if you just got gums and you're not ready for the strong meat, it's one that you can't deal with. Amen. Amen. But the book of Ephesians, it gives us understanding of so many things and tells us how to be in unity and that we are one body. We have one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Amen. The book of Ephesians tells us how we ought to even handle ourselves in our family life. Amen. It tells us how husbands ought to treat your wife like Christ treats the church, and the wife ought to be submitted to the husband. Come on and say amen. And then he says, for us to all be subject to one another. Amen. And it also tells our children how they are to obey their parents. Oh, come on and say amen. And not just that, their parents in the Lord, for this is right. Amen. It tells us so many things. And if we could really get down into it and we tried to live what Ephesians tell us to live, amen, the world would be a better place. And so Ephesians, as I said, was written by Paul to the church at Ephesus, which was a very, very prosperous city. And actually, the bishop of the church at Ephesus was Timothy, where we read in the book of 1 and 2 Timothy, whereas Paul wrote to them, Paul talked to Timothy about his youth and how to handle the church. Amen. It was Ephesus that was such a popular and prosperous place that John the Revelator, John the disciple, he decided that I will make my abode in the place in Ephesus. In the last of his years, he spent in Ephesus with Timothy. Amen. And so Ephesus was a good place, a place where there was good a great anointing and there were good people. And so Paul thought it right to share with them some things. And when he shared with them, he told them that he said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I know that you thought that your problem was a person. Amen. I know you thought your problem had eyes and 2 feet. Amen. Oh, yeah, I know you thought that, but he said we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And so really the problem is not the person. It is the principality, or the problem is the demonic force that is behind the attitude and the personality of the person. Come on and say amen. Do you know that demonic forces can hide in the personality of a person and they not even realize that they got a demon hiding in their personality? Oh, come on and say amen. Do you know that the reason why they attack you, don't like you, they hate on you is because of what's in the back of their heart or in their mind? Come on and say amen. And so when we look at what we're dealing with, we got to look past the person in order to go to the root of the problem in order to overcome the situation. Because if I keep looking at the person, I will always be sad and sorrowful, and I will get mad and angry. I will show all these emotions because I'm looking at the person saying they shouldn't be like that. But if I look past the person and I see who's the real culprit, I realize the devil is just like that. Help me preach it. Holy Ghost. Amen. And so when we look at this, we understand that I got to have some peace that makes me unmovable. The reason why the enemy comes into the life of a person or personality to attack you or to get after you because it brings you through something, so that it can move you out of your place, move you out of your peaceful place, move you out of your happy state, move you out of your blessed place, move you out of your joyous state. It wants to move you. Amen. You need to let the devil know that I'm not moving. I'm here to stay. Come on and say amen. Amen. And since I'm here to stay, I can go through whatever I have to go through to maintain what I have to maintain. Amen. I'm not going to move just because you get me uncomfortable. And sometimes you can be uncomfortable. That don't mean you have to move. I'm going to stay right here. Amen. And so what I'm trying to get to here is that when Paul was writing this, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Then he tells us, having done all to stand, he tells us to what? Stand. He said, so that we may be, he said that we need to stand against the wiles of the devil. Come on and say amen. Oh yeah, he tells us to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil. Do you know that it ain't nothing but a trick? Oh yeah, the devil trying to punk you. Come on and say amen. He's playing. He set up a scenario to get you off guard. Oh, come on, to see how you're going to act. You know y'all watched Punked before. He's setting you up so that he can see if you really going to go off on something. He's setting you up to see if you really, let's test them and see if they really going to walk in what they've been preached to. They're going to walk in what they've been hearing in the preaching and the teaching. If they're going to really be the Christian that they say they are, let me see if they really that Christian. And then you make the mistake and say, I ain't all the way saved. And that's what he wants to hear, because then now he knows what to do to you because you ain't all the way. So he finds the part of you that ain't all the way saved, and he nourishes that part, so that part will take over the part that is saved. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah, he wants you to say, I put this Holy Ghost down. He wants you to put it down because now you've moved. You've moved out of your place of protection, and now you're in his domain. But I have peace that makes me unmovable. Oh, come on and say amen here. Yeah. It's going to be a good day. Just let me get to it. Amen. And so he tells us, he says, put on the whole armor of God so that you can deal with the tricks the devil set up in your life. See, many of us, we hadn't really faced the devil face to face. All we face is the tricks and the traps that he set in front of us so that we can hurdle over or overcome. Come on and say amen. And so we didn't face him, but he sets up traps. And you know what? Really, he don't want to face us either, because what we look like to him is not what we look like to each other. See, what I look like when you see me is not what the devil sees. What he sees is the life of Christ, because my life is hidden in Christ. And since I'm in Christ, he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Then he says, behold, mean look, all things become new. And so since I'm new now, I'm not what I used to be, who I used to be. When Paul said in Galatians 2:20, it's no longer the life I live, but Christ in me. Come on and say amen. And so when the devil sees me, he doesn't see Al Holden. He sees Jesus Christ. I'm wrapped up in him. I'm tied up in Jesus. And so he remembers that the devil remembers that Jesus gave him a black eye. Jesus beat him at the cross of Calvary, and he knows that he can't handle God. And so that's why the Bible said if we resist the devil, he will what? Flee from us. And so what is he saying? If we can stand and not move, the devil will leave us alone. Oh, come on and say amen. But you can't stand unless you got some peace. Oh, Lord, help me here. Well, when he said this, he said that we need to stand. And he said, having done all to stand, after I've done everything to be unmovable, after I've done everything to keep my footing, he says, and to be firm in my standing, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. I got to have the word of God. You know how it is. Put on your girdle. Amen. So that those things that would hang out won't hang out. Come on and say amen. And so it pulls some things together and make me look like I'm upright. Amen. He said, have on your breastplate, protect the vital parts of your life. Amen. Then he says, and put have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now we're going to stop right there and talk about that. He says, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now Paul was also a Roman, even though he was a Jew, but he was a Roman by citizenship. And Paul, being in between these Roman soldiers, looking at their attire and what they dressed up in and their uniform, Paul says that I want you to have your feet shod. I want you to have, and he goes on, he talks about the breastplate. The Roman soldier wore breastplates. Amen. The Roman soldier had on a girdle, amen, to gird all of this on him. He had a shield. He had all of those things. That he had a helmet. He had a sword. All of the stuff that Paul talked about. But then let's just focus on, and I would preach the whole thing, but let's focus on your feet being shod. Amen. And when we look at this, he says that having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, these soldiers, their shoes were not ordinary shoes. Their shoes were made of bronze. Most of the time, they were made of brass. The shoes were composed of two parts, the grave and the shoe itself. And this shoe was exceptionally dangerous to the enemy. Oh, come on and say amen. The grave was a piece that was tooled and beautifully designed that went from the knee down to the top of the foot. And then under that, finally, after it rested upon the foot, it was like a tube-type piece that went around the leg. And then and then you had the shoe itself was made of two pieces of metal, and on the top and the bottom. And the foot was covered with a fine piece of brass. Come on and say amen. The sides of the shoe were held together by multiple pieces of durable leather. Come on and say amen there. And so when we look at this, we first got to look at that in order to have peace. We got to know that peace has been designed to make us durable. Oh yeah, peace has been designed to make me durable so that I can withstand whatever I walk through, whatever I go through. And so the shoe on the bottom had some extremely sharp spikes, 1 to 3 inch spikes that were that was attached to the bottom of the shoe. And so in combat, these shoes can become killer shoes. These shoes were designed, come on and say amen, to make me durable where I can walk through some stuff. But also if I encountered my enemy, I can walk on him and put the enemy under my, oh Lord, help me. And so he said, have your feet shod so that I, when I have my feet shod, I can make sure that I can walk and tread on some things that that my enemy, when he comes, I can tread on him also. Come on and say amen. And so when Paul says that, he's talking about peace being a weapon. Now we've understood peace thus far to be our protection. But now he's talking about peace being a weapon. Now, did you know you can use your peace as a weapon? Let me show you how we do sometime. In case you haven't noticed, you may have used your peace when the enemy tried to get you to engage in an argument. You don't say a word. You know what? They get angry. They get mad. They want to fight. Why? Because now they hadn't disturbed your peace, and you just hit them with a big boatload of peace. Come on and say amen. And so the enemy, he's mad and angry because you won't do what he wants you to do. And so now you just hold your peace, and you hit him upside the head with a great big punch of peace. Come on and say amen. And so peace becomes a brutal weapon. It's not only a weapon for defensive purposes, but it's also a weapon for offensive purposes. Amen. Not only will it protect me, but it will keep my enemy, as I said, under my feet. Now the word shod, it conveys the idea of binding something very tightly to the bottom of your feet. Now remember when we talked about peace, the word peace in the Greek is the word irene, which means to bind or to come together. And so what God is saying is that when you have peace, something comes together. You and God really come together. And he said that if you take the gospel of peace and you bring it together into your life, then you can have peace that will cause you to be able to walk through stuff unhurt, untouched. See, the Roman soldier in his marching, he marched for days and weeks and months all the way to other countries, and he had to take good care. The Romans knew if you take good care of a soldier's feet and his legs, he can be mobile enough and do whatever he needs to do. Oh, come on and say amen. And so they designed a shoe, a boot, or something of the sort to make sure that their soldiers were very well taken care of. Amen. And so I need to have my feet shod. I need to pull tightly. I need to get the gospel in my life, and I need to make sure that there's no gaps. Oh, come on and say amen. The shoe was pulled tightly by a piece of leather. Amen. We know that leather is some skin. Amen. Oh, yeah. Do you have any skin today? I got to pull this thing together with some skin. Amen. It was the skin that was broken on Jesus's back that gave us peace. Come on and say amen. And so when Paul talks about that, he says that we need to make sure that we are not loose with this thing, that we are not loose with the gospel, that we are tightly joined and fitted together with what God has said. And so we need to have our feet what? Shod. Pulled together tightly. The way we walk, it need to be right in the word of God. Amen? And so Paul goes on. Paul says that we need to have it, the gospel of peace. And he says now, Paul says a loose-fitting position in our lives and our affairs knocks us out of place. And guess what? If you don't have your feet, your shoes tied up right, it will cause your foot to be out of the shoe. Out of what? Place. Come on and say amen. And if your shoe is not tied up right and you are an athlete, it can cause you an injury. Oh, come on and say amen. If your shoe is not tied up and if you're a soldier, it can cause you to slip, lose your footing. And so what Paul is saying is that we need to make sure that we're firmly, come on and say amen, that we're tied together with this gospel so that we don't lose our footing, so that we won't be injured and we can keep marching in the battle for the Lord. Amen. We must bind peace to our mind. Bind peace to our emotions. We must bind peace and make sure that we are not moved by every wind and doctrine, by everything that people say, by everything that people do, because people are not going to always act the way we want them to act. But we can't be moved by what they do or what they say. So I need to bind peace to my emotions. Amen. Oh, yeah. He says, now he said, have your feet shod with the preparation. Now, the word preparation portrayed men, it's portrayed as men going to war that has their shoes tied on very tightly. In other words, he's saying that you need to have a firm footing, that you need to be ready. Come on and say amen. To march out on the battlefield. If you haven't noticed by now, but life is a battle itself. And so you need to be able to put on your shoes and your have your feet shod with the gospel of preparation of the gospel of peace and be ready to confront, be ready to march into battle. Now, we sometimes say confrontation. We don't like confrontation. We avoid confrontation in order to have peace. Now, that is the world's way of having peace so that we can avoid it. But God's way of having peace is seeing what the problem is and confronting it with peace and so that you can get just what you need. Let me give you a good example. The Bible said that the world was full of sin. God saw a problem. He sent Jesus to confront the situation. Jesus died on the cross, therefore taking away the sin and making peace with God for us so that we can go back to God, and now we can enter boldly into the throne of grace and he'll give us mercy. Come on and say amen. We got to have peace. And so the word preparation conveys the idea of solidness, firmness, a solid foundation. Paul clearly says that peace is foundational in our life for firm footing. If you don't have peace, you'll be moved out of your place all the time. If you don't have peace, I don't care what comes your way, you'll always be moved out of your place. I often used to wonder, you know, and I'm not bragging about myself that no matter what went on in my life, I stayed on task in my assignment with God. I always made it to church. I always made it to Bible study. No matter what went on, I don't care how mad or sad I was, I did it. And it's hard for me to understand that when things go wrong in people's life, how they fall so far away from God and they decide they want to move away from God rather than saying, hey, I got peace about it, and if God brought me to it, y'all preaching with me, he'll bring me through it. Amen. I wish we had a bunch of people that believe that if God takes you to something, he'll definitely get you through something. Oh, come on and say amen here. And so it means a firm footing. You need to have a firm footing. Peace gives us foundation so that we can be secure and we can move confidently in faith without being moved by what we see or what we hear. Peace can become aggressive sometimes, and it puts us in a position to be able to look directly at the adversary and tell them that I am not moved by what I see, hear, or what I feel. I'm not moved by my emotions. I'm not moved by that because I have a peace. Peace conveys the idea that we prevail, that we conquer. Amen. We have a conquering peace. It means that we are blessed. We are prosperous. Come on and say amen. This kind of peace, it gets us firm and have our mind firmly fixed on him so that the devil cannot move us no matter what goes on in our life. Regardless of how the enemy comes in the daily affairs of our life, we cannot afford to be moved. We need to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Now, as we look at this Roman soldier's feet, how he said, let it be shod with the preparation of the gospel, the good news of peace. I'm confident of the good news. Amen. I'm confident that I got the good news. And I'm prepared. I'm ready. And he said that the shoe had spikes that was maybe 1 to 3 inches long. And that means that if they walked into a place, they wouldn't be move so easily. They could dig in. Come on and say amen. And when they dug in, I don't care who pushed them, they wasn't going to lose their footing. They wasn't going to slip and slide. Oh, come on, somebody say, I backslid. Well, let's get your shoes right. Let's get some shoes that has some cleats on the bottom, that has some spikes that when I dig in, I won't slide back from it this time. You're going to go through it again, but this time you need to dig in. This time I got peace now. Oh, I didn't have peace last time, but this time I don't have to slide back because I can stand here. Oh, come on and say, man, the wind may blow, but it's not going to blow me away because I have a firm footing. If you knew anything about a Roman soldier, they would have they had this formation that they would do sometime. If they had to go and rescue another soldier, they would call a circle, and the commander would call the circle, and everybody would get around with their shields. Some of them would not, and they would have their swords, and some of them would be in the middle and they have their shields up. Some of them would be all around, and then you had some inside of the circle, and they would just be jabbing with their sword, and then they would step in one accord. They would step. The whole circle would move at the same time, and they would go, and the enemy couldn't get in. The enemy couldn't stop them. They would take over and do whatever they wanted to do. If they had to rescue another soldier, they would rescue him from the hand of the enemy, and they would move together, and they would be dug in, and every step, they stepped together, so that if the enemy tried to move them, if the enemy tried to run into them and tried to get through the pile, they would just bounce off, because they were in sure footing. They were standing up and they were moving together. And if we can do the same thing, if I got my peace, come on and say amen, and you got your sword of the spirit, and then you got your shield of faith, and we started to move toward the enemy, how many know the enemy couldn't get in? The enemy would have to take a loss today, because we are firm in our footing. Oh, come on and say amen. And so when I look at that, I believe that God wants the church to be the same way. That's why he put us together. There's safety in numbers. Come on and say amen. That we need to get together, that when somebody needs rescuing, we need to get together and say, let's take a step. Oh, come on. I wish I had moved with me. Let's take a step and let's get a little closer to them. Every step we take, we're going to get you. We're going to rescue you. We're going to bring you out of your pit. We're going to deliver you from the enemy. God has given us the victory, and he's given us a technique, and he's given us a boot that we can wear that is in the preparation of the gospel of peace. And so if my life is lining up with the word of God, if I have the gospel, the good news, I with confidence can get in a circle with the others and not think that I'm going to be destroyed, but I got to go rescue the person that needs some help. I'm confident that we'll all make it back. I'm confident that the enemy won't penetrate this circle. I'm confident that the enemy can't handle us. Why? Because we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And since I got peace, I'm confident that I'll make it, and it's going to be all right. Hallelujah.